So, the actor says to me, I'm trying to make the scene work by applying everything I've learned in class. Really, I said. And how's that working out for you? Not great. I can't seem to remember anything, including the words. I'm a disaster. You are not a disaster. You are an actor. An actor with a solvable situation. Let's have a conversation about an issue I've seen with more and more frequency, and that is the actor overthinker. On this episode of Casting Actors Cast, the podcast and video for you, the overthinking actor.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of Casting Actors Cast. Welcome, I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, casting director with the McCorkle Group in New York. I hope you're having a good day. I'm having a really, really good day, and thank you for joining us on today's episode. We're talking about the actor overthinker, and I've got three examples of three overthinking styles of actors that I'm going to be sharing with you on today's episode. I'm really looking forward to having that conversation. Well, you know what? It's really not a conversation because I'm the only one with a microphone at this moment. But you know what? You can have a chat with me if you want by going to castingactorscast.com, the website for the podcast, the patio, this podcast video. Also, if you fill in that form that says dive into the talent pool, that form just asks for your name and your email address, but that opens up a lot of really cool freebies. One is called Jeff's Jots, which are show notes from previous episodes. So you can literally have like a cheat sheet, like a tangible piece of paper for following along. And I think that might reinforce some of the points that we're making in our episodes. The second thing you're going to find is an opportunity to download a free book that I wrote on doing voiceover work called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors. And you are welcome to that absolutely free. It's 100 pages of workshop type exercises. There's just all kinds of really good information and good ideas in that book. And then finally, you can also get access to a free 20-minute video that I did on casting directors' secrets, what they don't want you to know. And that's also included just by filling out the website and checking it out. I love teaching, and there's also a place that you can see where I'm teaching. Maybe you might want to work with me, and I would love that to happen. So you could check that out on the website as well. If you have any questions or you want to submit a video for me to evaluate, we do evaluating of your self-tape. And that's been kind of fun. I've gotten really great reaction for that. The email address is really easy, castingactorscast@gmail.com. Also, this is the moment where I get to put my shout out to my good friends at Actors Connection. If you go to actorsconnection.com/New York, you're going to find all kinds of online classes, workshop, webinars, just really an amazing assortment of professionals in the industry that are there to help you. And that's just by going to Actors Connection. Also, finally, weaudition.com is a great place for you to check out as well. That's a place where you can work on material that you're auditioning for. You can do your online auditioning there. You can also be a reader for other actors and get paid for it. And if you use the code CAC25, CAC for Casting Actors Cast 25, you're going to get 25% off if you decide to become a member. But check it out first, of course, and see if it's something that would be helpful for you. And don't forget to use that code CAC25. The first thing I want to share with you on today's episode is to repeat after me. Repeat after me. We don't have problems. We have situations. You know, too many times I hear this phrase, oh my God, I got a problem. Oh, this is such a problem. How are we going to handle this problem? That's a problem, isn't it? And I always try to say to myself, you know what? Let's not call it a problem. It's a situation. It's a moment in time. And with a situation, there's always a solution. See, the word problem to me implies that it's just kind of bad all over and that there's no way to fix it. There's always a way to fix it. And that's what I want to share with you about actor overthinkers. And maybe you fall into this category, maybe you don't, maybe you were there at one time, or maybe you're not even aware that you might be an actor overthinker. And the reason I came up with this episode really was the classes that I'm teaching, and I just love to teach. It's just been such a great, I don't know, it just has given me so much. I love giving back what wasn't given to me when I was an actor. Also, guess what? As a casting director, I don't give feedback to actors unless it's very specific for an adjustment that a director or producer is looking for, in which case, then that's what I do. I do that. But generally speaking, I kind of can't give feedback. I can't kind of acknowledge good work necessarily when I see it in an audition. It's just not professionally appropriate. So when I get a chance to teach, I go like, wow, this is exactly what I want to do. So I'm having a lot of fun teaching. But overthinkers, I've been seeing this happening more and more lately, and that is the actors just working at it so hard that they don't give themselves a break. And the way I look at it, actor overthinkers come in basically, there are several forms. They take several forms, the overthinking actor. But I want to address three kinds of actor overthinkers. So let's jump in, shall we? The first is what I call the smart actor. Now, the blessing and the curse of the smart actor is the blessing of you being a smart actor is that you really have the intellect to bring in all kinds of ideas and energy, and you recall all of that actor training technique that you can bring into a role, whether it's in an audition or whether you're doing the job. So you have all of this kind of wealth of information and knowledge to draw on. That's great. Guess what? The curse is because you have all of this knowledge to draw on, you become hypercritical of everything. You become a perfectionist. And creative people by nature, I think, happen to be perfectionistic. And that means that they're never satisfied. They're always analyzing. They're always looking at what could I have done better? How could that have been improved? And if that's the case, then every audition is going to be analyzed because of that third eye, that eye that's always observing and always talking to you about what could be better, why that didn't work, you know, that inner voice that we all have. The smart actor has that tenfold. And I'm here to tell you, both from my acting experience and now being a casting director for 12 years, you're never going to be able to turn that voice off, and I've said this many times in many podcasts, but you can turn it down. The other thing about that smart actor is it's really, really impossible for you to be objective about your own work because it is constantly result-oriented. You are only interested in the outcome of the work. And so that lack of satisfaction for the work on its own merit in its own way, is just not there. So here's a solution for the smart actor. Number one, turn the focus away from yourself, from analyzing, and put that energy into the character's behavior. Because you know what? Acting is behaving. And so if all of that intellect, all of those smarts can go just into simplifying it into what the character is doing and how the character is behaving, that deflection, the energy going into that as a focus, is going to be very, very satisfying for you. Because you're going to be less result-oriented, which is the second suggestion. If you're less result-oriented and more connected with the other character in a two-hand scene, for example, that energy going into that other character in terms of your empathy, in terms of just connectedness, is really a great way to deflect that perfectionistic energy that you bring into your work. Like I said, you're not going to be able to turn off that voice in your head. That's very critical. But you are able to give it less attention. So that's the first kind of actor, is what I call the smart actor. The second is what I call the insecure actor. Now, being a creative person implies some level of insecurity. We need, and we're taught that we need to be very, very sensitive. We need to be somebody that observes others very succinctly. We need to be able to understand how that other person operates as you're playing that other person. How does that work? How does that fit in? And so the insecure actor decides to compensate the potential for rejection by presenting and not being. I will see the insecure actor showing me how they're going to play the part, as opposed to just playing the part. And sometimes that feels like a little bit of an out-of-body experience. And you're kind of keeping what is inside of you protected. And that is not that helpful, especially if I see the actor presenting a character, because there's something untruthful about that inherently, and the actor does not reveal themselves. I hope that makes sense. You decide that if you're not working at it, it's not a good solution. What's interesting also about the insecure actor is many insecure actors decide that if they are not working at it, it is not good acting. In other words, there's this level of understanding that says, no, I've got to work at it. I've got to indulge it. I've got to push. I've got to, you know, deal with the choices, blah, 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 blah. And so that kind of work, when it doesn't happen, when it comes easily for you, then it feels like, well, this isn't very good at all because I didn't have to work at it. The solution? Decide that you are unique. Decide that you are enough. And sometimes the choices that you make because of your training, your background, your life experience, that's enough to play the part. Don't wait for some kind of stressor to kick in before you decide it's not very good. That kind of conditioning can really do some damage over time. So it's really of value, I think, to stay open to the creative choices that are spontaneous and indulge that. Spend time with that. Treat any acting job as if it is a work in progress and not necessarily become solution-oriented, not necessarily become result-oriented. So that's another kind of actor, the thinking actor, the smart actor. And now the third is called, what I call, anyway, the angry actor. Are you an angry actor? Let me talk about what an angry actor is. That actor who tries to be edgy and shows that they're so, like, they're affected. They have an affected quality to their work. They're kind of like, sometimes it comes across as like being too cool for school. They are just clearly in another world with their personality. And that is kind of a strange thing. And that why I call that an angry actor, because I just perceive that as a defense mechanism. The other part about being an angry actor is their ability to really question other people. Question the director, question the casting director, question the writing, question the notes that are given during a rehearsal, question the notes that are given on set. Just constantly trying to dig in and get more and try to force an issue that doesn't necessarily need any kind of force whatsoever. You know that kind of actor? Do you possess some of those qualities? If you do, here's a solution. You have to ask yourself, how is this approach serving you? What is it doing for you? Sometimes the collaboration doesn't feel like a collaboration unless you're kind of in the trenches fighting it out. Well, I'm not sure I agree with that as an approach. So what does that approach do to serve you? The other thing I want to share with the angry actor is do yourself a favor and take your internal temperature. Check yourself out. Is that you? Are you kind of like the angry actor? So the solution to that, Really? You're not going to like it, but I'm going to share it anyway because this is just coming from the heart here. You need to listen more and talk less. Sometimes we have defense mechanisms that manifest themselves in anger. Maybe we're angry for some life issues that have nothing to do with being an actor. Maybe we're feeling desperate, and desperation, as you know, never got anybody a job. So if I perceive somebody as being desperate in an audition, that's really hard to kind of penetrate so that I can get to see the good work. So we have all of these kind of roadblocks, these hurdles that we put in place. The actor that feels they have to work at it, the actor that feels that if they challenge a little bit, it's going to kind of give them an upper edge somehow. And that's all just a weird kind of psychology sometimes. So you know what? These are actually just three examples of what I call the overthinking actor, because good acting is created and then it is left alone for exposure, for others to feel, and for others to respond to. Let me repeat that. Good acting is created and then it is left alone for others to feel and respond to. Not for you. It's for others. The overthinking actor has to simply learn how to share themselves and then leave it alone. Can you do that? Are you that overthinking actor? The bottom line for me, in my mind, is keeping it simple is the key. Keeping it simple meaning that all of your life experience, all of your excellent training, all of your technique that you've learned and developed, I would love for you to stay open and to grow, especially those opportunities, those roles that are really challenging for you. But keeping it simple is the key. Redirecting your energy towards being in the moment rather than being in your head can stop you overthinking and start landing solutions so you can stress less. So redirecting that energy, being in the moment, that will definitely be a key to helping you stop that overthinking scenario that we find ourselves in. So whether you find yourself in an acting class, whether you find yourself in a callback, whether you find yourself in a show, on a set, whatever it might be, think about whether you are an overthinking actor. Like I said, you'll never be able to turn off that voice in your head, but definitely with these suggestions I just gave you, you might be able to turn it down. As they say in radio terms, pot that down just a little bit. So you give it less importance so that you can get on with the business of being creative and letting your creative self shine in each of those situations. I hope that was helpful for you. I had fun sharing that information with you. Please feel free to reach out to castingactorscast.com or email me, castingactorscast@gmail.com. I look forward to seeing and hearing you on the next patio of Casting Actors Cast. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.
And now a shout out and thanks to my good friends at Actors Connection. Since 1991, Actors Connection has been the place for talent to connect with industry pros with classes, intensives, seminars, and showcases. And now, their programs are all virtual. We're talking working with casting directors, agents, and industry insiders to give you useful, practical, and professional training. So check them out at actorsconnection.com/NYC.